Blog Talk Radio.
Man, this is your host, Billy Crocker, and this is the May 19th edition. And this week, we're going to be talking about perspective. Perspective Weekly. I actually want to make this a weekly broadcast because it seems like more and more perspective needs to be brought to the situation. Whether you look in the news, the media, Facebook, social media, just in general talking to your friends on the street, it seems like there needs to be perspective brought to each and every situation. You know, there used to be a time whenever we would actually try to listen to all of the facts. But, of course, whenever you didn't have a million different facts coming at you at once, whenever you have Google and all other places you can have live updates sent to your phone and you just read a headline and you think, oh, that's what happened. Well, you actually get a chance to read the facts, but who actually takes the time to do that? That's the question. Most people actually just read a headline and make an assumption from it and move from there. Or they come to it with preconceived notions and they make a decision that way. We need to make sure that we have perspective when we make judgments on situations. Really, we should be careful about making judgments. It's funny that it seems like the number one thing that people bring up that they wish that they would not have against themselves is judgments based on a lack of facts. Yet the thing that we seem to dish out the most on others is judgment with a lack of facts. And so it's really important that we have a perspective. And this week I want to talk about two different things, and if we have time, we'll try to bring up a few more. Before I get started, guest call-in number is 323-642-1089. Once again, guest call-in number is 323-642-1089. And so the two things that we want to talk about tonight are the Grapevine officer that was cleared this week of any criminal wrongdoing and the shooting of an unarmed man. And then we'll also be discussing Governor Greg Abbott, Texas Governor Greg Abbott. He vetoed a bill this week, and there was a lot of controversy over that, and it mainly stemmed from a news media, in particular Channel 5 NBC News, that's right, I just called them out, on the way that they brought it to Facebook. Their headline on Facebook was very misleading, and really even their article doesn't really explain it. You know, I don't really know where journalistic professionalism has gone. But there used to be a thing called honesty in journalism, and it just seems like that doesn't exist anymore. Look no further than your nightly news host that just not so long ago was found to be admittedly guilty of lying years and years and years over a supposed helicopter crash that he had been on, and come to find out he was never on a helicopter crash. It was another helicopter that was involved in that. So, you know, it was like the old fish tail, and the fish just kept getting bigger, except it was someone that we were trusting for our news source. So let's start with the Grapevine officer. So first of all, you know, obviously, let's talk about the first thing that that is the basis of this conversation, and that is that a man died. Whether he was black, white, Hispanic, purple, orange, yellow, green, no matter what the color of his skin was, no matter what his nationality was, he died. And it doesn't matter what his intentions were, he died. I understand. That's a truly tragic situation. You know, it is not true, and I don't care what you've heard, and I have a little bit of personal experience on this, but it is not true that in police academy, at least not down here in the great state of Texas, that they teach anyone, any officer, that we are to just go around shooting people, particularly not because of the color of their skin. If anything, there is reinforcement given in many police academies and police departments across the state of Texas to make sure that you are not racially discriminating against others. So there was a lot of hype on this that it had something to do with racial discrimination. Oh, there was a language barrier. You know, the man was drunk. There's just so many excuses that are given to try to defend this man. You know, I got to thinking about it this week. You know, when it comes to officers, let me tell you something. And, it, you know, whenever we have a situation this week where we have gangs down in motorcycle clubs, I guess is what would be the more appropriate way to or the way that politically correct people want us to say it. But what happened in Waco? That was quite simply gangs. And, you know, these guys apparently put a hit on officers. Now, some clarity came about with that, and the further clarity was that apparently they just simply were saying that they were going to get back at this other motorcycle gang, and that if any law enforcement were to stand in their way, that they would not allow that to happen. Basically, they would not have any problem with killing an officer if they got in the way of their retaliation on this other gang. Here's the problem, okay? This is not a playground, okay? This is not PS3. This is not Xbox 360. This is not your Nintendo game set, all right? This is real life. There's real people out here in this world. There's children. There's adults. There's women. There's pregnant women. There's black women, white women, orange women, yellow women. Depends on what tanning salon they went to. But the point is that they're people. There's real people trying to live everyday lives. You know, there are people that are trying to just get by. There are people with multiple sclerosis. There are children with horrendous diseases that are ailing them, where they don't even know if they're going to make it to their, you know, be able to walk down the aisle or graduate from high school. And you're out here upset over a parking spot. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. But this is what officers are doing. Officers are out here and they're putting their lives on the line. And look no further than that, right? Is there a risk to the general public from these gangs? Absolutely, there's a risk to the general public. And keep that in mind, because I can guarantee you that you want the thin blue line out in the middle of the night protecting you and your community as all of this is going down. Because I can assure you this, they come to your house, you're going to want to have backup. And I can guarantee you that if liberty is at stake, if your freedoms are at stake, law enforcement is going to be the first one to come in and stand in your defense. So make no mistake about it, they're there for you. They're there to help you. But when we look at these videos, certainly, you know, and you always have to love it whenever the news media say, well, you know, they release the whole video, and then news media cuts the beginning and the end of a video. Some of the news medias, and I'm pretty sure that CBS 11 here in the DFW area, I'm pretty sure that they released the entire video. I'm fairly certain that was the news media that I looked at. But once again, I'm pretty sure that Channel 5, NBC, did not release the entire video. And it was very important. I don't know necessarily that the ending was as important, because they did show, you know, or what you could hear, the officer shooting his weapon, discharging his weapon. You can't see what's going on at that point because the suspect has stepped out of the view of the camera. But it is really important to see the beginning. Because the dash cam video gets started whenever the officer flips on his lights, his sirens. Well, mainly just his lights. I don't think I heard any sirens at the beginning of it. But when he flips on his lights, you hear what's going on. Okay, you can hear the officer talking to dispatch, and you can hear him describing the situation as it plays out. And the thing that he is concerned about is that this individual may have been involved in a crime. Okay, he is concerned that this individual may have been involved in a felony. So he's going to pull him over. He's going to ask him to get out of his car, and he's going to investigate. And, well, he may or may not even ask him to get out of his car. He may not. But he's going to find out what's going on because there has just been a crime committed, and this guy was seen around the scene of the crime, and he left kind of in a hastily matter. So he pulls him over, or he tries to pull him over. He flips his lights on, and then you see the guy speed off. Okay, now you already suspect this guy of a crime. You don't know what he's doing. Okay, he doesn't know the color of his skin. It's getting late. You can tell it's darker in the evening, and you can't see anything. You don't know the color of his skin. You don't know who this person is, but you're suspicious about it. You flip on your lights, and what does the guy do? He takes off at a high rate of speed, and he cuts out on the highway, and he's weaving in and out of traffic, putting his life at risk and others. So whenever the officer pulls him over, now he's really suspecting that he's done something wrong, because why else would you run from police? And, you know, a lot of people, well, he was scared, whatever. Okay, fine, but don't be stupid, okay? The lights have come on, pull over. So he finally gets over, he pulls over, the officer gets out. Yes, he pulls out his gun. He pulls it out, has him at gunpoint, because he suspects that he's committed a crime. And now he's just trying to flee the scene of a crime. So this is, you know, he's now evading arrest, and So as we go along in the video, you start to see that, you know, he keeps trying to reach back in his vehicle, and the officer keeps yelling at him. He ends up telling him over 20 times to stop making commotion in one way or another. He says it in different ways. But over 20 times this officer says to him to stop. Okay? 20 times. And a lot of people say, well, he didn't understand English. Well, you know what? One, first of all, he spoke English because he asked the officer to kill him. He said, kill me. In the video, you hear him say, kill me. That was clear English. All right? The other thing is, and I've heard other people say this as well, this isn't my own invention, but it's true. I'm pretty sure that the universal sign for get your hands up and don't move is a gun pointed at you. I don't mean that you have to understand the language to know that when you have a gun pointed at you and you have lights and sirens behind you, that you probably shouldn't make any quick movements. This is not about liberty and freedom. This has nothing to do with that, okay? You have to have some type of protection of that freedom, okay? There are people out there on the streets tonight that seek to destroy your view of freedom, okay? You've got locks on your door. You have alarms on your house. There are people that want to destroy that freedom, that want to take that freedom from you. Let me assure you, it is not the police officers. Okay, it's not. But this officer never does anything wrong. A lot of people say, well, why didn't he holster his weapon and pull out a taser? Why didn't he tase him? Why didn't he pepper spray him? Why didn't he hit him with a baton? Why didn't he go ahead and put handcuffs on him whenever he was compliant? Well, the guy's got him at gunpoint. He doesn't know yet if he has a gun on him. He suspects that he may have been involved in a crime. He's now told him to kill him. He said, kill me, to the officer. So there's a lot of red flags going on, okay? The officer is waiting on backup. That's why he didn't go up and arrest him. He needed backup. And the backup got there as quickly as they could. But in the meantime, he's trying to keep the person compliant. So you said, why didn't he holster his weapon and go for the taser? Well, because he would have to holster his weapon and be able to go for the taser, and that wouldn't be very smart. If he was to go for his taser, and then the guy has a gun, guess what he's probably going to do? He's going to go for his gun, because now you've holstered your gun, and you're going to go for a little yellow gun that shoots out little darts that may or may not electrocute me. He's going to try to go for his gun and shoot you with a bullet before you can get him with a taser cartridge. Now, you tell me who's going to win. It's not going to be the officer. So this is the reason why he didn't do these things. Now, look, all of these situations, and there's so many out there, and I know that, you know, we could go on and on and on about all the situations with officers where that have come up in the past few years, especially with Cop Block out there and all the different organizations that are, I believe, trying to preserve liberty and freedom of Americans. I know that that's their goal, but I think that they're missing the point, and it's very important that we keep perspective. Okay, so the last thing that I want to talk about, and I'm pretty sure that's all the time that we're going to have. So Governor Greg Abbott, that's Texas Governor Greg Abbott, Channel 5 NBC News, wow, I've said that name a lot tonight, they put out a Facebook post stating that Governor Abbott had vetoed a law that seemed to be seemingly innocent. And I won't discuss the bill because that's not what people got mad about necessarily, that he vetoed it, right? The bill was fine, right? There was nothing wrong with the bill as far as what it was about, but it was the way in which it was written. The reason why the governor vetoed it is because it was not written in a way that would fully protect what it was describing. It was not written in a legal manner. So he sent it back and he said, you need to work on this bill, okay? It's not written in the proper way. He didn't say, I don't like this. I don't want you to do this. I'm not going to sign it. He vetoed it because it wasn't done in the right way. He's just trying to keep integrity there. He's trying to keep honesty there. Look it up. Feel free. Look it up. But don't go to Channel 5 NBC News to look it up, because you're not going to get the whole facts. All right, so we've only got about 48 seconds left. I appreciate you listening in. Once again, this is Perspective Weekly, and you're listening to Real American Man on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Billy Crocker. Thank you.